Hello, and welcome to your favorite astrology program, It's All in the Stars, with astrologer Hassan Jaffer. And now, here's your host for tonight, Michael Cervini.
And welcome to It's All in the Stars with Hassan Jaffer and my host, Shervin, in Los Angeles today. Hello, Shervin.
Hi, Hassan. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Shervin,
happy to be here.
It's quite good in astrology, actually. It's got excellent logic, and it's got a very similar type of thinking to myself, actually. That's how I really like his analysis, actually. Many people see they take years trying to learn astrology, but they never really get it, as Obama would say. But once you understand the basic aspect of it, the truth is always very, very simple, isn't it, Shervin?
Yes.
Like the divine truth. You know, if it's complicated theory, it's man-made. It cannot be divine. Divine answer is always very, very simple. So, Shervin, we've got a lot of things happening, and a lot of people were expecting our show today. So finally, we're getting back to it. We've got some really wonderful people working on our website also. I've got... Keith Rideout, actually, he just fixed a thing today, actually. In fact, he's just about doing it. And the website, you'll be able to go on our website, put your horoscope, I mean, the date, and get the interpretation, and it's quite interesting. And also,
nicely,
we made some changes,
you
know, Shervin. When we go to horoscopes, you know, we don't really believe in the sun sign astrology. It just indicates one aspect of it. But when you go there, it has all the things, but below that it says, the Venus positions also.
Yes.
So what they can do is on the main page, they can locate their Venus position, then go to that horoscope, and below that it says the Venus position. So when you click on that one, it says, you know, your Venus is in Taurus or Gemini or Cancer, whatever, for example. And I've included pictures also there. We'll be,
right.
Of course, we'll try to create the complete mood of what that person would be like. So it's just in the making right now, but it's getting there.
Absolutely, and Venus, of course, rules the love matters and attraction and all that.
That's right. Actually, so, you know, it's it's both the planet of love and hate. Most
and
people
hate.
Don't realize that.
Well, the two go hand in hand, don't they?
That's right. But the hate part doesn't really, I don't think it was meant for all the signs. Like with Scorpio, you could say it. But
yes.
With Taurus, I don't think the love and hate as much applies. The possessive part might apply, but we've got some really, you know, the one other thing which I have to add, and Keith is working, I'll be working on that also, is all the music as well.
Right.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Wow, somebody is already on the line.
Can
you hear them?
I can, yes.
Okay, maybe you can take the date of birth and all that, yeah?
Sure. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. My name is Michelle, and I heard about this show from a friend of mine, and I wanted to know if there's anything Hassan could tell me.
Excellent. Okay, maybe if you could just give the date of birth.
Sure. My date of birth is July 14th, 1952, in Long Beach, California, at 6:20 a.m.
1952, Long Beach, July 14th. And what time did you say you were born?
6:20 a.m.
Okay.
July 14th, 1952.
I'm going through a terrible time right now.
Is she Cancer rising or Gemini?
I think it is, yeah. I'm sorry, it says 6:52 a.m.? I couldn't hear her quite well.
I think she said 6:20.
Oh, 6:20 a.m., okay. Yeah, so yeah. She's probably like Cancer rising, I think.
Cancer rising, yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Double cancer.
The last two, Michelle, can you hear me?
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
My name is Michelle.
Yes, but can you hear me, though?
Oh, I can barely hear you. It's really bad. That's unfortunate
to have to see it. I was just hoping that by now they would have fixed it, but I guess it's still not
they
very
haven't.
Clear. Okay, and anyways, the last 2 days, you must have felt very tired, probably, yeah?
I'm exhausted and I'm broke.
Well, you have the moon just going into your first house right now, as you are speaking, actually, just about to. And whenever moon is in the 12th house, you always feel very run down and tired. But when it's in the first house, if you read my book, My Moon Magic, it says that concentrate on self-analysis or having yourself analyzed, which is exactly what you're doing. But you do have a wonderful chart, I must say. Your chart reminds me exactly of Obama, actually.
Yikes.
Yeah, in communication, you're very much like him and Bill Clinton. You have Mercury in the sign of Leo, which is very charismatic, very good for PR. And it's a strong placement, actually. Very confident. And you have Venus in the sign of Cancer. So when you love the baked cookies and the homemade food and you love good restaurants and good food, that's a nurturing, the motherly side of you.
Okay.
Any questions specifically?
Well, I was really interested because I only live here half the year in the United States. I live the other half in India. And my business hasn't been doing so well, and I was wondering what you saw for my business.
Well, you have a fantastic year coming up from June onwards, June, July of next year. That's when you have everything coming up in your chart. You have these 2 months. Are you involved with somebody or not at the moment?
Am I what?
Are you married or not?
Sort of, yeah.
Well, the next 2 months are fantastic for marriage or to improve the existing relationship. And right after that is the luck aspect in your chart when it comes to raising large sums of money.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be involved at some point with the PR or the movie industry because you have moved right on top of the chart also. So there's a lot of public limelight in your chart.
Well, I sort of do. I'm planning on doing something in the music industry in the near future.
Oh, really? Are you in Los Angeles, you said?
No, I'm for the next 2 weeks in Hawaii, and then I go back to India.
Oh, I see. Because I'm saying, if you do go to Los Angeles, you should speak to Sherman, actually, my host here. He's an actor himself, actually. Very interesting person. Yeah, it should be interesting. Actually, her 7th house is Capricorn, Sherman.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Well,
okay,
so the next year, from summer onwards, you can expect a lot of money. Anytime you have to raise large sums of money, it's an excellent aspect for that. But do write to me at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Okay.
And if you email to me, I'll, on the radio, of course, we don't have much time.
Right.
But it's a very interesting chart. It's a very nurturing chart, excellent for the PR. You have a lot of opportunities coming up in your chart throughout next year.
Lovely.
And all the planets are moving up, even though Saturn is coming down in your chart, when people tend to keep a bit of a low profile. Like even this year was definitely not good financially.
Okay.
But I can tell you a lot. You know, if you do give us a call later on, my own number is 416-497-9000. And just email me at astrotrends.net. I think what you need is a good, since you know the exact time of birth, you should get the 12-month forecast done, so you'll know exactly what's happening in the 12 months. We can actually email it to you right away.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle.
Thank you so much. My friend was right. Thank you very much.
Take care, my dear. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.
Hi, Sherman.
Hi.
So she's in Hawaii right now, I guess.
Yeah. That's not a bad
chart. It's almost like Obama, you know. It's interesting. That same Venus in Cancer, the home values are excellent, and then Mercury in Leo. It's exactly what you have. See, the people don't seem to understand that there's a very charismatic aspect with Mercury and Leo, like Obama has. There is an inspirational aspect. How he was able to get the grassroots going. The fact that he was able to raise so much money, get all the normal type people involved, that itself is part of the organizing skills. And that's a very, very important key aspect.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, 2 weeks left, so we're getting down to the wire almost.
Yes. All the negative aspects are almost over. Now it's got a Mars-Neptune aspect finished now.
Finishing in a couple of days, right? Yeah.
No, it's actually finished just now. Because he's got Mars at 9 degrees of Scorpio. I mean, it's his Neptune.
His Neptune, 8.5 of Scorpio. So you always take a 4-degree orb afterwards, don't you?
Yes, yeah. But the main aspect, like, is going away now.
Okay.
You know, they were talking about all these terrorists and all that. That's exactly Mars and Scorpio. They were trying to link all this nonsense and all that part is gone.
Yeah.
But they really made a lot of fun of Sarah Palin, I guess. She was,
yes, Saturday Night Live made fun of her to her face. That was the hilarious thing was they made fun of her to her face, and she was standing there helpless. You could just, I mean, she was, you know, it was really funny, actually.
But you know, Sherman, I must say that when it comes to foreign policy, whether it's Biden or Sarah Palin or Bush, none of them understand the Middle East at all. Either that or they understand it, but they just don't want to. They just want to push their own values. It seems they completely misunderstand it, it seems.
Right.
I'm so surprised all the policy, what they try to do there.
Yeah.
And if you do go to at least any place of that, any articles that they write, it is so clear they understand, they get it right in the beginning. Like when they're going after Iraq, I mean, everybody knew it. Everyone knew it. There was not one newspaper that did not talk about the fact that they have no mass weapons of mass destruction. These people knew about it.
Right.
But they are trying to frame, of course, Bush about it, and that they should have him in jail and all that. But the main thing is the Lieberman, who actually started, initiated the whole thing in the first place. Bush himself is like a puppet.
Yes.
In the whole scheme of things. And, you know, so, and just when he's at the end of the term, of course, they quietly expiate themselves. And nobody talks about the people who actually initiated this thing.
That's right. And there's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of lobbyists. Yeah.
So they used him, and now they just blame him. I'm not saying he was right at all. Of course, they used all his sort of a messiah complex with all these Leo planets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
right.
Now, in May, I'd written about the market, even the bailout and all these aspects, and that the whole market will be completely redefined.
Wow, yeah.
And what I found very interesting, and that's exactly what happened, as you know.
Yes,
the end of
yes.
November of 2008, that this will continue. But I found it very interesting that every 29 years, when Saturn moves into Sagittarius, and the last degrees of Sagittarius, when the market crashes, like in 1929 October, based on which I predicted the 87 the October one, and I was right about that one, same degree almost. And the next one is coming up in 2017. But Pluto is in the same degree of as that Saturn in Sagittarius, the last degrees. But Pluto indicates much more than just like a recession or something. It means that the whole thing has to be completely redefined. And that's exactly what's happening. Everything has become like a speculative market. But I must say all these bankers and all that, they are pretty smart, actually. You know, they got all these $700 billion by scaring everybody.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who make all the rules, all the Lehman Brothers and this, all that. So they got all their money. They don't care.
And then we have to pay for it through our taxes.
And the whole world. I mean, there was an amazing gimmick on their part, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Like a trillion here, a trillion there.
But
from
do you
all
think
around
that,
the world.
But do you think with Pluto moving to Capricorn that these kind of abuses will stop eventually, you know?
Well, the thing we're welcome to do, they've already got the money.
Right.
All the damage is already done. What well, the whole government, of course, will be redefined itself. That's the Capricorn aspect, but it also can indicate when many manufacturing industries, different companies, especially in transportation, see GM, Chrysler, Ford, many of them, when they have to work together, for example, or things like that will happen probably. And which is also something we had anticipated, actually, that the airline industry, the other aspect of transportation, like GM, etc., they'll all be, they'll have to cut short a lot of losses and all that. But what I still don't understand, the credit cards are still like 19% or 22% and all that. Nobody looks after that. Or if GM is so worse off, why don't they actually cut short all the prices of the cars? I don't think the prices have gone down that much, have they?
Well, they definitely have gone down somewhat. And what they're doing now is they're giving, you know, cash back and rebates and, you know, all this kind of thing, zero down for financing.
I mean, they
need
something to stimulate the economy itself. Like the credit cards, for example, if they become like 5% or 6% or not like 19% or 20% something.
Yeah.
I think they should, and so all the prices suddenly, they cut down. I mean, you know, the market had to come down to some extent, like the oil and these types of things, they should never be part of the speculation in the first place.
Right.
Or when they were shorting the market so much that they were very
inflated, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not finished yet, by the way. As you know, it'll continue till the end of November at least, the market, the volatility.
Right.
They're going really up and down, all that. That is going to continue for sure.
Yeah.
I don't see it going down at all till at least end of November.
But by the end of the year, you think things will bounce back up somewhat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And do you see a depression or no?
I don't, honestly.
Okay, good.
Because the thing is, that the whole market itself, you see, there are two completely different things. One is the banks lending to each other and all that. So, I mean, the whole thing, you know, they used to say that Rothschilds and all that, all these things run by the banking industry. For the first time, we're coming to know that, yes, it's absolutely true.
I'm sorry?
Like even on CNN and all that, the way they were, you know, I really wish they would have waited for about like 4 or 5 weeks or something.
Yeah.
But I know they, you know, so astrologically speaking, see, we cannot really make any political judgments and all that. We just look from an astrological point of view that something had to give, something major, and a whole area had to be redefined. But before it happens, Pluto takes it right to the cliff. It's like a personal, for example, this is the same thing as happening in, let's say, in a person's chart for Libra rising, which is exactly, by the way, I just remembered something very, very important.
Hmm.
Remember I said that America has Libra rising?
Yes.
And that puts Pluto in the second house and just leaving the second house.
Oh.
The last degrees of Libra, it's like Beauty and the Beast, Libra and Scorpio in the first house, and Scorpio and Sagittarius in the second house.
Yes.
And Pluto, I'm just going to give a personal example that, you know, when people who have Libra rising and Pluto is moving from the second house, it indicates almost like going through a bankruptcy, which is exactly what's happening.
Wow.
And it's been going back and forth from second to the third house. So, but it's not really a bankruptcy when people come close to bankruptcy, but the main thing is that it redefines their whole attitude towards financial matters,
and
their own earning ability, etc. As it's moving in the third house, transportation, communication, those are the areas which will be completely redefined. Homeland security, for example, some things might even be dismantled. I'm quite positive. Because as Pluto came up there for a brief period, for a few months, they completely, I mean, all the groups and people with community things, and for example, they were all being taken as spies and terrorists and everybody, all the eavesdropping they were doing.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Hassan. How's it going?
Hi, fine. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Jojo Shaikin.
Okay.
And this is the first time I'm listening to your show. Do you do impromptu readings?
Sure. What's your birth date?
It's July 18th, 1975.
July 18th, 1975. Are you enjoying the show at all?
Excuse me?
Are you enjoying the show?
Yeah. I can barely hear you, so I'm trying to turn on my phone.
Can you understand everything we are saying, though?
Excuse me?
Can you understand everything we are saying, or am I speaking too fast?
Oh, it's just that you're really, really quiet on my phone.
Oh, I see.
So I just turned it up.
Unfortunately, you know, this is not the best aspect. I mean, you know, the whole technology itself is still... Next year is going to be much better from January onwards. So the whole, there's a big revolution coming on. And it's very, very frustrating for me to almost have to shout on the phone, actually. You know, it's very difficult. You can't really...
I can imagine.
Think what we might do is we might cut down on the live call-in shows. We might just do the shows and then put it on it. But in the meantime, your chart, you have an excellent memory, very, very good chart for the financial matters. You definitely are, you know, you like to get things your way. It's a bit of a dictator's chart in your mind. You're very, very, excellent executive ability. But when it comes to love matters, you're a bit of a doormat in relationships and very, very idealistic. So you went through a major testing period from last September to this September. And that part is just finished in your chart. Can you relate to that at all?
So in terms of the relationship part, I missed the part you said something from...
I was saying that you were going through a really testing period.
Yeah. Two
like many people
really,
with separation, divorces, I'm just strong, if you see.
Yeah, two really hardcore relationships.
Yeah, and that was a difficult one, right?
I just ended a very difficult one 2 days ago. And I'm not saying this to pump up myself, but it's, you know, people who had dealt with mental illness, and here I come in as a healer, and thinking I can help, and that's.
But this is exactly your problem. Your chart is like a savior's chart.
Yeah.
This is like a medicine man and a psychologist. You are fantastic. You're like Ann Landers and Florence Nightingale put together. You're an extremely caring, unselfish person. At the same time, you're fantastic when it comes to counseling, guiding, and helping people.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in relationships, you become like a therapist. And
yeah,
that's exactly what you've got to avoid from next time. Because you're too unselfish with this church, you know? You're too caring.
You're...
That's why I said you can become like a bit of a doormat in relationships, you know?
You also understand.
Have a talent for natural things, you know, naturopathy and organic things. And girls who are very simple type, you'll also be drawn to them.
Yeah.
What you went through, you won't have it for another 7 years now. In fact, you're getting some fantastic aspects from Pluto. So some Scorpio type of women that you'll attract, but not the negative type. That'll continue for the next 4 or 5 years.
The very nice type.
Yeah.
So, is it Scorpio type women?
Yeah, you know, women. You like these sort of rough type of women, anyways. To be your friend, one has to have a few problems. That's one of the things. But get involved with women who have musical talents or something where they have outlets for this, you see.
Yeah.
Because you'll be drawn to, you enjoy sad music. But the thing is, I mean, the tears are guarantees, whether you cry for self-pity or for compassion, of course, is your free choice. But make sure these girls, if they have some musical aptitude, because you yourself have that, that'd be a fantastic thing. What do you do, by the way, as far as work is concerned?
I'm an artist. I'm a fine art photographer.
Oh, you must be fantastic in your work. I'd love to see your work. Maybe you can send me a link, something at stargaze@astrotrends.net.
Yeah, I have a website I can send you.
I'd love to see your eyelids.
Yes. Yeah,
because this is really like a master craftsman, actually. My father had Venus in Virgo, and he was a slave school artist in London, actually. It's like a master craftsman. See, the Venus-Neptune square that you are born with, many artists and many musicians, many actors are born with that, where you can project fantasy on the screen. Not only that, but you actually have even in writing, you have that ability as well. What kind of art do you do?
I do color night photography. I photograph moonlight.
You probably like even the black and white, probably, yeah?
Oh, I love black and white.
Yeah, because your chart reminds me a bit of, like, it's like a Woody Allen, so that type of generation, you know, when they love the real classical type in its pure form.
Oh, yeah. When I study, you know, the classical, the masters of art, a lot of painters. Culture.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Actually, Raphael was born with Mercury in Cancer, like you.
Who was?
You know the painter, Raphael?
Oh, yeah, Raphael.
Yeah, Raphael, yeah. He was born with that, yeah. He had, in fact, he had a lot of cancer planets, and many of his paintings have family gatherings and people and all that in it also.
Yeah.
Different Cancer and Leo thing. No, it's quite a deep chart. You need a bit more physical activity. Like, I would suggest you take up salsa dancing, because a man has to take the lead.
Salsa dancing.
I definitely would suggest that, because a man has to take the lead, you see. So, because you're a bit of a doormat in relationships. You're drawn to these aggressive double women. But in salsa dancing, you'll be the one in control. And you need to get used to being like that a little bit. Because you always, you tend to set yourself up for being used otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care.
I understand.
Visit my website, astrotrends.net. And drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay. And when you first started, you said something about wealth in my chart.
Well, you're not motivated by that, but you definitely have your own, like you have a very good business sense. And I think you're going to be involved with charities and volunteer work, all that also, because the need to save people is most definitely there. But at the same time, you have the business sense, very strong also. And that's getting some fantastic assets, by the way. No, in fact, the next 3-4 years, you'll be completely redefining your whole attitude towards life, death, God, everything. But that's a little too complicated to speak about right now.
Gotcha.
Send me a note. I always reply my emails.
Okay.
Okay, then. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Hi, Shivan.
Hi, Hassan.
Yeah.
So, Hassan, you were saying about the Homeland Security and all that.
All of that, you see, that falls into Pluto in the third house, and that's all going to be redefined.
Yeah.
That means right. That's all going to be dismantled, and I don't see McCain doing that. I definitely see Obama doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Everything that we predicted, in fact, Obama has used in his campaign.
Yeah.
You know, the need for change, for everything that he has said.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what it said, that there's a major geological revolution coming from end of this year.
And you really think that Sarah Palin is Virgo rising, not Leo rising?
She might have very late Leo rising, or it is possible.
Yes.
But it's very close, that Leo Virgo, for sure.
Yes.
And because that Mars-Saturn conjunction, the action configuration happens in the fifth house, everything. Falls. But she's
and
so enough, she is completely clueless about foreign policy.
Oh, yes.
Like even with Russia, what's happening with Georgia and all that. I mean, many of them are making mistakes. Even Obama, when he was talking about going to Afghanistan, I don't think they need to be in Afghanistan in the first place.
Yeah.
I mean, these are normal people who are becoming part of that. All the Taliban they talk about, and I mean, it's their country, how they live, what do we have to do with that?
But did you hear, Hassan, that she's going to become an astronaut?
Hello?
Good evening.
Hi.
Hi. You were talking about Libra rising. I believe I do have Libra rising.
I see. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Jeannie.
I see. Have I spoken to you before, Jeannie?
A month or two ago, yes.
I see. And you are Cancer, I guess, right?
No. Aquarius.
Oh, right. Yes.
212-48,
right? Neptune. That's right. Yes, yeah. We actually want to take up the calls a bit later on. We just want to finish some of the things, but let me take this one last
call.
You could go ahead.
I could call back later.
That'd be excellent. If you can phone in about 15 minutes, that'd be perfect.
Sure, I'll do that.
Okay, can you hear the phone clearly, by the way? Can you hear the
radio
show? I can.
I've got it turned all the way up, and I can hear you fine.
Oh, you can. I see. Okay.
Excellent.
Are there any topics you'd like us to discuss?
The women's power. The feminine returning to Earth with respect.
I see. Okay.
What do you think of that?
I will talk about that also.
Okay.
Thanks.
You know, the feminine way of thinking, not necessarily women, but that whole nature. Okay, thank you.
Sure. Thanks.
Bye.
So I was just saying, Hassan, that Sarah Palin is going to become an astronaut. You know why?
Yes.
Because she can see the moon from her porch. So she's qualified to be an astronaut.
I know, that's what I was saying. She's a very bright person. But the thing is, she's not a wise person. That's the problem, you know.
She's ignorant.
The difference between being intellectual and theoretical. She has very good manipulative ability, which gives executive ability, actually. She definitely has that aspect. But
yeah, that's clear.
The right slots and all that, and she's accomplished quite a lot of things. But there's a definite unconventional element about her.
Yes.
And using her teenage daughter, for example, who is pregnant in all these aspects and going against the Republican philosophy for that, that part I don't think it sits well at all with a lot of people, you know. It's very, very erratic.
Yeah.
But I think Obama's going to be a very balanced person, and the roots that he had, and, you know, that part is an excellent aspect.
Yes.
And working tirelessly. I just hope they do not do too much, you know, with Afghanistan and Pakistan and all that, because I think that that's a big disaster there also.
Mm.
And the only reason they are there is because of the big oil pipeline from Caspian that comes up there, you know. But
do you still see peace in the Middle East soon?
Well, you know, I'm just wondering what's the use of this whole thing when about March, April of 2011, it's like the whole world is coming... I shouldn't say to an end, but it's one of the most dangerous configurations I've ever seen. I've never, ever seen something like that. First of all, I think that 650-mile, tectonic plate, I think it's collapsing something from Vancouver to Los Angeles. That's one aspect, creating massive tsunamis. That's in March. But in April, when there are six planets in Aries, all of them opposed to Saturn, and all of them squared to Pluto, like combining dictators along with people who are real, like Hitler type, but also Einstein type. It's a really, really interesting configuration. Can you imagine every child with six planets in Aries talk about ADD? They'll have to get used to it.
Right.
But that's a major thing. Whether it's a meteorite is coming, or I think there's some major event happening way before 2012 December.
But you're saying, the West Coast will be, not the East Coast?
Well, it is the East Coast, isn't it? Like from Vancouver to Los Angeles.
Oh, but Vancouver is the West Coast.
Relative to what? I'm sorry, what am I saying? I'm talking like Sarah Palin now.
Yeah.
I'm thinking as if we are looking from Japan. Well, you're right. It's that whole coast from Vancouver right till, there might be something in New York also, it's quite possible. It might be both coasts, actually.
Both coasts, yeah.
But from Vancouver to Los Angeles, you see, every 300 years, there's a big tectonic shift, and that is due right now. Because we are past the 300-year now.
But do you think that California will still survive it, right?
I'm sure that we will. So somehow, you see, my intuition says that we'll all survive and all that, but there's a huge... And that's why I see I'm working a lot. I've been working day and night. I'm going to be launching a lot my site officially from April of next year. But by that time, I'm making a lot of things so that we can actually see in the past which years had a similar theme, when we have the major meteorites, for example, all these things. For example, let me just give you an example. You know when Moon was in Pisces, and along with some other planets in Pisces, Titanic sank. You know that one, right?
Yeah, Titanic sank, yeah. Yeah.
That's right, that one. Now, I was looking at this. Let me just see if I can find these in the charts. There was this Dorian. There was a ship sinking. It's called Andrea Doria. Andrea Doria, it actually hit this other ship, and it drowned. And it's interesting, at that time, when they took off, Moon was in Scorpio, conjunction to Saturn. A Moon conjunction in Scorpio, it's a very sort of a dark, ominous type. I would never suggest starting any activity when Moon is in Scorpio, let alone close to Saturn. It's like a recipe for disaster almost. So it left when Moon conjunction Saturn in Scorpio on the 17th, another Scorpio number, and Mars was in Pisces, and after one of the aspects of the ship sinkings, not. And then when it actually happened, it sank when Moon exactly conjunct that Mars in Pisces. So Moon in Pisces, Mars in Pisces, they both conjunct each other, and the whole ship sank. Same thing happened. Now, imagine you have not just Moon and Mars, but you have Moon, Mars, Sun, Mercury, Venus, like four, five planets in Pisces. That's happening in March of 2011.
Right.
Much, much more than this. And luckily at that time, only 46 passengers died because of the experience of Titanic, you know. So there's a major thing happening for sure at that time. I'm quite positive that the Earth itself is shaking. That I know. I just have to figure out how. Like the last time during Indonesia, that big tsunami.
Yeah.
The Earth actually shook. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Almost like half an inch or something and all that, you know. And we are wondering whether it's just, and that's why you see all these hurricanes coming up. Like, we've never really had such major tornadoes and hurricanes continuously.
Yeah.
We've been happening. We've been having these, and I'm quite positive from March onwards, this is going to be quite a big thing.
Now, how long do you think all that will last? Just a month or a few weeks?
No, it's almost like 6 months to a year, you know.
Oh, my God.
And then you've got this galactic thing coming up, actually. You know, some major aspect coming up. This shift is unbelievable, you know.
Do you think it might have something to do with something soon where
everybody could become airborne for about 5 minutes to half an hour continuously. Every time something happens, we become airborne. But there's a definite natural disasters happening, a lot of them, I'm sure. I mean, this is an astronomical fact. It's not just an astrology thing.
What do you mean airborne? Like,
imagine a big earthquake coming and triggers this one room and which becomes airborne. For example, all of us suddenly, it's like a big fiberglass room or something. You just go inside, and it just goes in the air for about 5 minutes. That's all. The earthquake comes and goes, and everybody survives. What if some pressurized thing on top, for example? I'm sure they can figure out easier. I don't think it's going to be quite difficult. Well, you have helium in there, for example, so the whole thing just picks up the whole weight for it. Just remains airborne for about 5 minutes, that's all.
Right.
So while the earthquakes are happening, you see, that's what happens. But I'm sure they'll figure out all kinds of things. I just hope it's not a big meteorite coming our way, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it is,
I know there's like seven or eight planets trying to pull the Earth off its orbit. That's what's happening, basically. Especially with Jupiter.
Do you think there might be something with other civilizations at that point, some interaction?
Well, if there are something like that, by before the end of November, we will know about this. Because I'm just thinking, you know, in my own case, I mean, I know a lot more than what I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
And I'm very much afraid of saying anything. But if I'm so concerned that I don't want people to have any panic and all that, can you imagine the government? They came across something which they were keeping to themselves for some reason.
Yeah.
Unless it's something positive, it's one thing, but if it's something negative. Hello?
Hi, it's Heather. How are you?
Shivan, I can hardly hear. Can you take up this call?
Sorry, is it? Hello?
It's Heather from Los Angeles. I was calling to welcome Hassan back. I've been waiting for his show for a month.
Hi, how are you?
And I was curious, because I've asked a lot of my friends to call in, so I'm sure they are. And I was trying to understand that when Pluto goes into Capricorn, is that going to mess up all the Cancer, everything?
That's going to mess up what?
cancer. People who have cancer rising, cancer moon, cancer Jupiter.
Oh, I see. No, for cancer, well, it's just an angular degree. If it's if you have cancer rising, then it'll be going into your seventh house. Whichever area is going in by house, it'll be redefining that area.
How does that redefine?
Well, you see, people are born in the sign of Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, and Aries. They'll become a bit more like a Scorpio.
Because
Pluto will be touching off the sun sign, so they'll have a bit more emotional intensity about them. And whether they, like in Sherwin's case, for example, if he uses it in acting, that's one thing. You become more intense in that. But basically, completely redefine. It's not something negative that's happening. It's something is overdue.
Jupiter in Cancer, what does that do in the second house?
If it's in the second house, then it makes you completely... Well, if you start a savings program, for example, it's fine. Otherwise, it's just like America. People keep on spending like there's no end, and suddenly they become bankrupt.
Oh, okay.
That's
lovely. Well, I'm so glad you're back, and you're doing your show again, and it's
Thank you very much. I love listening to you. And do give us some questions about the world and all that, or about politics, or anything that you'd like to know, for example.
Well, since this is a Cancer sun sign country, I didn't know how this is going to affect the economy in general for the next couple of years.
Oh, I see. From that point of view, you're saying. No, you see, actually, it's Libra rising. I'm the only astrologer I know that I've given it America Libra rising, so it looks very beautiful on the outside, and yet it's got Scorpio underneath, like 1.2 million tons of bombs in Iraq. It's like a Beauty and the Beast aspect. You know, that's so powerful, but outside very smiling and all that. But Pluto is in the second house right now, and just leaving the second house, the last week is always the most critical. And it's the same thing which happened in 27th. When Saturn was there, then there was a stock market crash, October
87th,
the same thing happened, this time it's Pluto. So it's completely, the attitude towards financial matters has to be redefined for the whole country. And
okay.
As moving in the third house, it has to do with communication. On one side, you'll have mass communication, but all this eavesdropping and all these things that we've been doing, many of those things will be dismantled, I'm sure.
Very good.
And that's why I feel that Obama will be coming in, and they will try their best. I think we have another about 10 days, which are a bit critical, actually, because as I predicted in May, that I think it's going to be like a landslide for Obama.
Awesome.
And the media will try their best not to do that, or they start something with Iran, but every time they try to do something with Iran, it seems some force majeure happens in the States. Katrina happened, and a 700-mile... huge thing happened, and there are tornadoes and hurricanes, and this time the economy itself, they can't really afford all of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you are so amazingly accurate. Keep up the good work, and don't go away for another month.
Have you seen my website, actually?
Of course. I've called you a few times, and I've emailed you.
Yes, thanks.
Take care.
I've introduced another very important one on my website. If you go to horoscope, by the way, as soon as you go to astrotrends.net, you will see that where it says your horoscope interpretation. You can actually put your date of birth and see the interpretation right there. But on the horoscopes, when you go to world predictions, the whole menu changes for all the world predictions.
Awesome.
Yes. On the left-hand side, you can read about, the danger signs in 2011. All that part is there. And if you go to horoscopes, you'll see the sun sign, but also the Venus position. That's a really interesting one.
Great.
And in the meantime, by the way, for all of you, you can join free of charge this myastrolove.net. There's a thing right on my website, and then you'll be able to compare your charts with other people, and I'll be also giving a 2-3-page free report from that one. So you can just join that free of charge, and very soon, in about 2-3 weeks' time, we'll have that ready.
Very good.
Okay, my
thank
dear.
You so much, Hassan. I hope you don't take another month off. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Hi.
Yeah, if the technology was a little bit better, it would be so nice, you know.
Yeah.
Because it distracts, you know, like, for example, when you're doing some work, just like, for example, when I'm doing the programming also at the same time, so I'm trying to write some content, I really want to focus just on content, just like in the Mac, as you know.
Yes.
And now I found Keith, who also, he's a Capricorn like you, and he's got that Mercury in Sagittarius, and very close to Capricorn, but Mercury Neptune conjunction Sagittarius. So it's a very good coder, actually. I was so happy at his mom, Ophelia, I've known for quite some time, and she just called me, and it was such a nice, it's like at a soul level, you feel happy.
Yeah.
You know, that Mercury in Pisces, you know, you have this sort of comfortable sadness to the voice, and it was such beautiful timing. Just about 2 days ago. And he already fixed the website. If you go to the website, it looks so beautiful now.
Great.
And I'm really, really happy. So I can just focus on content itself.
Yeah, that's what you should be doing, not get bogged down with the other things, you know.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
By the way, what degree did you put, Hassan, what degree did you put the MC for the U.S.? Is it 14, Cancer?
I don't remember exactly what I put, you know, but I know it was a bit of a late degree, you know. I know that they definitely have Libra and Scorpio there. You see, just like by the events that are happening in the world.
So you've made it later now, then.
The what?
So you've made it later now, because I think before it was around mid-Cancer, but now you've made it later degree.
I may have taken it because I had not decided exactly what the degree is yet.
Yeah.
You see, Saturn is in the 12th house, for sure, because every time that Mars-Saturn aspect happens, there's a danger aspect in the United States chart. Every time that Saturn gets touched off.
Okay.
So Mars, Saturn aspect, and some, like Pearl Harbor, for example, at that time that Saturn got touched off. But interestingly, 9/11 showed like a big bonus for America.
Yeah.
Because Moon was in its 8th house going to the 9th house.
Yeah.
The whole country and the prayers and all that type of thing. But, I mean, nobody even questions why Cheney had taken this authority away from the NORAD general, that he was the one who was commanding for what? At the same hour... There's a false flag operation going on also at the same time, so they have to stand down.
Right.
But we'll have a lot of these things. Hopefully it will come out. I'm not sure if it will or not, you know, because the powers are so strong that they don't let these things come out. But luckily for the Internet, there's a lot going on there, and that's one thing which they will not be able to censor, actually. And that next thing they'll try to do, though, with that Pluto going in the 3rd house.
They're going to try to control Internet?
But that's only in the United States. They'll try to do that as much as they can, having that Pluto going in the 3rd house. But I'm quite positive they will not be able to do anything.
But how long do you think it'll take before their efforts are...
They will never be successful, never. Because the young generation is 10 times faster than the older generation as a whole. I was looking at my 8-year-old daughter today, you know, she was on these on this video game. It's amazing, they are so educational in some of these games, you know. And I was thinking that's exactly what they were, all the pilots and everything. Everything is like a video game. So whoever has a better practice with that, they're the ones, you know.
Whoever has the better what?
Well, they become so good in these. It's like, you know, when you're sending out missiles or whatever, for example, it's like a video game now.
Oh, yeah.
Whole thing is like that.
By
know?
The way, what is this thing? I don't like this trend about ISP starting to charge based on how much internet you use. I really don't like that. I like the flat fee, unlimited access.
Who's doing that?
Well, over here, some of the cable companies, they're saying some people don't use much bandwidth, other people hog all the bandwidth, so they're starting to say, if you want unlimited, you pay a lot more, and all
this whole
stuff.
This whole thing is passé. Everything is finished by it. From January onwards, everything is completely becoming dirt cheap. That's why I would not even suggest taking a 2-year contract with any phone company, because the whole way we communicate is going to be completely changed from January onwards.
Great.
As soon as that Jupiter moves into Aquarius till December, from throughout next year, I mean, it's absolutely a bonanza for us, actually.
Good.
All the new technology, the cell technology, all these things that are coming up, very high bandwidth. So it'll be fantastic to watch. I mean, that part is excellent. You know, I was just thinking, you know, like many of the things are done at a vicarious level, and somehow, we got involved with the government and staged a television show saying all these things that are happening around the world, so made everybody go through the experience, like a negative theme offset therapy.
Oh, for the April 2011.
Wouldn't that be fantastic?
That's a great idea. Or make a movie about it.
That's it.
Make
exactly.
a movie.
Yes.
But make it seem like a documentary or something that's real, so that, you know, people experience
it. Can you imagine
you're
watching the television and outside there's a big meteor coming, you don't know which one is correct.
Yes, because you know there was two movies about meteors. There was Deep Impact, and there was the other one. I forgot the name.
Andromeda or something. No. I do remember that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis,
two of those,
right?
but they didn't really like capture what it's like. I don't think it was all about heroism and all this nonsense, rather than the actual.
I was on Young Street here, and I walked into a store. I noticed that many of these T-shirts they had skeletons on them, and the label was a skeleton, and also the Berkeley, all these Templars, the cross. And at that time, right away, I knew that the whole mood of the world is changing with that Pluto moving from Sagittarius to Capricorn. Sagittarius is the Templars and the all the philosophy and all everything about religion.
Right.
And Capricorn is a skeleton.
Oh, yes.
So it's a very... But unfortunately, the government itself is becoming a very unemotional type of a thing. There's a certain ruthless element about it.
Yes.
Like the skeleton aspect has no soul. That's at Pluto. For example, when Moon was in Capricorn, the opposite sign to the mothering, nurturing Cancer, the rule versus way it happened. You know about the abortion things and all that at that time, yeah. And ironically, the girl, I mean the woman who actually was part of that, in that Roe versus Wade, after about 2 weeks, she became like a born-again Christian, and nobody ever took her. I mean, they just used her, and that's it. She was never able to go back on that court thing at all.
Right.
And she still is one of those reborn Christians.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting how they use this whole thing. But we're doing some amazing work, Sheldon, finally. We're getting all the research that we're doing. And there is one of the sites that I'm starting for my astro twins, and where people can actually find it, the other twin, the astrological twin, and put their milestones on it also. Because I'm working on that right now. But in the meantime, I would suggest for everyone to go to myastrolove.net and just join free of charge. And your chart will come up, and you'll be able to see all the interpretation below that. You'll be comparison with other celebrities. So we are going to be extending a lot of these free things, you know, Sheldon.
You're going to be what,
Hassan? We'll be able to extend a lot of these free things for the public, actually.
Yes, and absolutely. I think it's a great service, but people have to know about it, so you
exactly,
have to get the word out, you know.
Yes. Now, I was looking at Obama's chart, and right on the election day, and he has that moon. First of all, it'll conjunct Saturn when people are feeling run down and tired, but also when they feel a bit depressed. And then right after that, it touches off Jupiter. Around 10 o'clock in the evening, it touches off that Jupiter. In fact, a little before that, actually. So there's good news.
Is it a little before 10 o'clock?
Yes, it's actually before 10 o'clock.
So
about
it's 9 o'clock East Coast time, so about 6 o'clock West Coast time.
Yes. In Washington, D.C., about 10 p.m., I was saying about 9:30. But unfortunately, you see, it's going to be like a war. It's going to be a major issue with Mars right on top of the chart in the 9th house. It's coming in the 10th house, just like when Bush, because every multiple of 2 years, it comes back to its own position.
Yeah.
So it's starting with that aspect, unfortunately, with all the world. I just hope he doesn't push too much, but he has a major action configuration. It's not finished yet. You know, Saturn is coming very close to his Mars.
It's till April, right?
Marriage.
Is it till April of next year?
Well, it goes on at least till next summer, yes. So it's not an easy answer, but... and you see, Uranus is opposing Mars while Saturn is conjuncting it. So in the sky, that Saturn-Uranus opposition is touching off his Mars. So that is a bit of a dangerous aspect. Right now, he's got fantastic athletes. He's like an Olympic athlete. Jupiter is training his Mars.
Right.
And that's going to be exact, by the way. That's a total win for them. That one athlete by itself will win him the presidency.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Jupiter Mars
Such a
trying.
Windfall, isn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, and it's from the 11th house. And he's a very, very sincere person. There's no doubt in my mind.
Absolutely. And I think some of the things he says, that some of the more extreme things, if he ever says them, I think he's just saying it to appease those people so that he can...
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
well, he doesn't have Mercury Neptune square. The only thing he'll have problem with is by selecting the right people around him. That's the only thing that he's very, very careful.
You know that Colin Powell endorsed him today. But,
really?
But it's important. Not only did he endorse Obama, but what he said was very fantastic. He said that... He said that the Republican Party is moving too far to the right, and he said that he does not like the idea of two more Supreme Court judges being conservative, because under a McCain regime, there will be more Supreme Court judges that will be conservative, and he doesn't want that.
Yes.
And he articulated very eloquently why he feels Obama is
Colin Powell was such a fantastic general and all that sort of thing, but he completely screwed up the whole thing at the United Nations. When he showed these helium balloon type thing and tying Saddam Hussein to all these bombs, making factory and weapons of mass destruction. It was completely lost credibility. It was so unfortunate.
I know,
I'm
but
sure,
he's
I'm sure
man,
he regrets it at all.
Yeah.
A lot. But I'm wondering how why these people can be so coerced in that aspect. That's sad.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to make up for that now. And, you know, he's being very honest. Even though he's conservative, he's saying that party is too right-wing and it's not balanced and it's not
right.
You know,
I wouldn't be surprised if he's actually hired to some post next year, because throughout next year, Colin Powell does have, he has Mercury in Aries. And Jupiter is touching off his Mercury continuously.
Yeah, he might actually, Obama has said that, well, Colin Powell said that, you know, he wouldn't be opposed to a position in the cabinet, you know.
Well, he definitely is a very, very knowledgeable person and all that. I was
very
excited in the United Nations when he did that, unless he was fooled, which I don't think he was.
I think he was just pressured so much that he felt like he had to play ball, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's, you know, but ultimately he's a good addition, and I think that's nice, and I like Biden a lot. And, you know, maybe Warren Buffett, you know.
Yes.
What do you think, Warren Buffett? You know, there's a guy who owns money.
Exactly.
I mean, why not guys?
But lady,
guy
you know, that lady wants us to talk about the feminine aspect. She was saying it. It's not the feminist power, and she was right. I think she was talking about the yin and yang aspect.
Yeah.
That part becoming more. We certainly could use that, but because unfortunately most women that are in power, they become like a little feminist type, unfortunately.
Hmm.
And, but you know what? I'm surprised many of these people, I mean, you know, how they say things which are totally wrong, then after war, they all become completely reformed. It's such an amazing thing. But I'm quite positive that from about end of November onwards, how this whole world is changing for the better. And the geological evolution coming up with a free energy and all these matters coming up to the front a lot.
Yes, which Obama is actually very interested in. You know?
Yes, well,
Obama
has a very
honestly,
nice, you know, when she was talking about this feminine touch, he has that aspect. There's a very nice balance between yin and yang.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's one thing to have a nice, strong masculine identity, but at the same time, like, for example, when you go to my website, you can definitely see the artistic touch there, the musical aspect. And it really bothers me because it hinders with my communication. Like,
right.
You know, when you're communicating, we do want that effect. It's so important, artistic aspect, to portray that.
Absolutely. And I think also that if the auto companies in here, the Detroit auto companies, if they actually started focusing on alternative fuels, if they'd done this even a few years ago, and they were ahead of the curve, they could be making a lot of money right now instead of losing
that money.
You're
absolutely right. And the thing is, you see, with Pluto, you cannot fight Pluto. The only way you can offset it is by going along with it and make as many radical changes.
Wow.
By the way, throughout next year, I mean, the next 2-3 months are fantastic for Cancer, Capricorn, Taurus, Virgo, Scorpio, and Capricorn and Pisces. But at the same time, that 7-year cycle is still continuing for a lot of the Virgo, Pisces, Sagittarius,
Capricorn,
and Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not really a negative aspect, just indicates that for the next 7 years, what you want to do, that's what you've got to focus on.
Yeah.
And by the way, our website is astrotrends.net, and our number is 416-497-9000. And you can always write us still at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And if you have any questions for Sherwin, for the hosting thing, you can also write at Sherwin, Sherwin, at astrotrends.net. Any question you'd like to have for the radio and all that, so you can pick up all that. Anything with the film industry, because he's an actor himself, he's very, very knowledgeable about both astrology as well as the whole film industry and entertainment world, much more than in that aspect. He knows about the film industry much more, actually. He's right with them all the time. And if you need a 12-month forecast, just write to us, just email us, or just visit our website, and we'd love to hear from you also. And children, and so each week we'll be focusing on some different topic also. But I also want to talk about, you know, just one last thing. We just have a few minutes left.
Yes.
And you know about which films are in vogue?
Which film?
You know, like which films come to the, like, for example, you know, when movies in, you know, it represents the whole energy of the planet almost, you know? The moon.
Right.
Let me just see if I have this thing. I'd written it for last time. Remember when Neptune was in Sagittarius, for example, the 70s age group. Many religious and philosophical films came up at that time.
Yeah.
And so that whole theme, it's really, you know, we tend to underestimate this, like the mass psychology, what happens around the world, but we don't really have much time today. Like when Moon is in Aries, at that time you have these action-oriented movies. When it's in Taurus, you have the History Channel. For Gemini, we have the comedies. For Cancer, we have the Disney Channel, the Family Channel, and the Santa movies, of course. When the planets are in Leo, we hear more about these heroic ones and the Superman type. When it's in Virgo, we hear about the Cinderella types and all the secretary and boss relationship. When it's in Libra, we hear about the romantic and love stories. When it's in Scorpio, all the life and death and unfortunately the horror ones and the FBI and CSI and everything. Hello? When it's in Sagittarius, we hear about the religious ones and the spiritual ones. In Capricorn, we hear more of the documentaries of success. In Aquarius, we have all the Star Trek and Back to Future and all. And Pisces is more the inspirational and the Romeo and Juliet type and tragedies, etc. Yeah. Are you there, Sherwin?
I'm here.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, we're running out of time in this aspect. And But it's really interesting to follow these weekend.
Yes, sounds good.
And in the meantime, as far as anybody who's going into stocks and all that, be careful till end of November. It's going to be very volatile still. Wish you all the best. Okay. Thank you very much, Sivan.
Thanks, Hassan. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.